Back with another podcast, man. It's Romo here, you feel me? Y'all see what it is today on the menu. We're talking about the NBA. And we are also talking about this guy. Most people don't know him. I didn't even know who this guy was. But he's a USA athlete. His name is Noah Lyles. And apparently he's really fast. All right? So let me go get right into it. On what he said about the NBA. So he said, "You know, the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA finals and they have the world champion on their head." World champion of what? The United States? And you put question mark. So essentially, he's saying that the NBA, their championship, which is the Larry O'Brien Trophy, it's not worth as much as they think. So I'm not sure where this shit came from, man. This guy comes out of nowhere with this shit talking about the NBA really ain't on shit. That's what it sounds like to me. Because, and you know what? He does have a slight point. The only reason I say that is because the NBA doesn't play against, you know, other teams in the world. I see where he's coming from, right? But at the same time, does he not realize that the NBA is the best basketball league on the planet by far? The second would be the EuroLeague, okay? But the NBA is the best basketball that you'll see on the planet. You got the best players in the world playing in the NBA. The likes of Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Giannis, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic. I mean, you got Jason Tatum. I mean, the list can go on and on. Jaylen Brown, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis. I mean, you got the best players in the entire planet playing in the NBA, okay? I don't get what this guy is talking about, okay? The only point I can get is that they're not playing against, you know, like the EuroLeague teams and stuff like that. But hey, I mean, they're playing against each other, which are the best in the game. So I don't think he watches too much basketball. I don't know how his basketball knowledge is, but man, it was funny. Some of these NBA players, well, a lot of them actually, even the superstars, a lot of superstars commented on this, and they were not too happy. They're, you know, let me go ahead and tell you what Kevin Durant said. He just simply said, "Somebody help this brother." All right. Also, Damian Lillard, he commented on it. He said, "The fuck?" and put laughy emojis. So these guys are kind of like laughing at him and trying to, like, I guess they're sympathizing for him. Kevin Durant said, "Yo, get this man some help." Aaron Gordon, he's the power forward for the Nuggets. He just won a championship. And then he put on that post, "Whatever, I'm smoking Buddy in the 200 meter. Damn." So Aaron Gordon, he took the approach where he's coming at his sport now. He's coming at his sport because the guy Noah Lyles, he's a sprinter. He does track and field. So essentially what I'm getting from Aaron Gordon on this is that he's saying, "Yo, stay in your lane, bro. Stay in your lane." And Noah Lyles, I kind of agree. You got to stay in your lane, bro. You do track and field. I don't know how long you've been watching the NBA, but bro, they've been playing like this since the NBA started. And I don't know if he knows who's the best league in the world, but obviously it's the NBA. So yes, they are the world champion. I'm pretty sure the Nuggets, who just won the world champion, I mean the title last year, could smoke any other team on the planet. Like, it's obvious. And Nikola Jokic is not even from America. You feel me? He's Serbian. I mean, he's the best big man in the NBA, and he's the best big man that most people would say in the entire planet right now, as far as playing the center position and being a big man. He could pass, he can shoot. I mean, he's one offensive juggernaut, and his defense is low-key underrated. I mean, he doesn't, you know, jump really high or anything like that or do nothing too athletic. But this guy is top tier. He's up there with Joel Embiid, and Joel Embiid was the MVP of the season. Like, these guys I mean, you got some great talent in the NBA. I don't know what this guy is talking about, saying that, you know, they're not the world champions. I mean, they are. It's the truth, man. But he might just be a little bit uneducated. That's why, you know, Kevin Durant said somebody help this man, because he might just be talking, man. You know how it is in this culture we live in. People just start saying shit, man, for attention. For clout, and he got hell of clout. If he wanted clout, oh yeah, Noah Lyles, he got the clout, because I didn't know who this guy was. Truly, I didn't know who this guy was at all. A lot of people don't follow track and field. It's just not as popular as the sport of basketball, and that's just the truth. You know? So he's just really just talking out his ass for real. But it's all good, man. I mean, he may not be cognizant, okay, of the NBA. But I'm going to read some funny comments I see on this post. Somebody put, how can someone so fast be so slow? Damn, that's crazy. Because he's fast on the track and field, but he's being slow mentally. But yeah, all the comments are basically bashing him. Not really in a super negative way, but you know, they getting on his ass, though, for real. Somebody put, well, this guy named Austin J.R. Rivers, he put, simply put, best players in the world play in the league. So winning the NBA championship qualifies as world champs. I don't know what's more cringe, his comment or his voice and delivery. And I agree with that. But on the other side of things, this guy named Adam BT 2003 said, Americans acting once again like they're the only country that exists. He didn't lie at all. And this guy got 14,000 likes. So there's a lot of people that I guess don't respect the NBA. Well, there's 14,000 people. It's not many. Because the other guy before that, he got 20,000 likes. So most people are siding with the NBA legends. In the NBA current stars, okay? And just to be clear, I think Damian Lillard and Kevin Durant are legends. Yeah, so. Let's see who else commented on this. Okay, now, I think he, you know what I'm getting from this? I think he just wants credit for winning his title. You feel me? That's all he wants. He wants credit for winning his title. That's what it sounds like. Because there's a comment, and I'm pretty sure he's a fan of Noah Lyles. He says he's right, though, and he's referring to Noah Lyles, the track star. Way harder to earn a world track title. So I feel like Noah Lyles, he kind of wants his respect. You know what I'm saying? That's really all it comes down to. He wants to get his shine, his respect. And I get it. I get it. But hey, man, this is not really the way to get it. But I'm not going to lie, it did work. So if Noah Lyles wanted to get this attention, well, he sure did. And he did, let's see, he's 26. He's actually my age. He's 26. And then what else he got to say? I'm just trying to figure out who this guy is at this point, because I never heard about him. But apparently he's nice. But yeah, I think he needs to kind of stay in his lane. Keep his track and field thing going. No need to diminish what NBA players go through to win the championship, you feel me? There's no reason for it, you feel me? I kind of want to see what other NBA players are saying about this. Of course, Draymond Green has something to say about it. Let's see what Draymond Green said. And as y'all know, Draymond Green, he's one of the most vocal players in the league. But, and Kevin Durant, I say Kevin Durant's pretty vocal as well, because he's always on. Seems like Kevin Durant's always on Twitter. Well, he's always on the X app. I guess, you know, Elon changed it to X, so. Yeah, he's always on the X app. You feel me? Yeah, Kevin Durant's always on social media. But I'm going to go do a brief synopsis on Noah Lyles, who he is. So, like I said, he's 26. He won 3 gold medals at the Track and Field World Championships in Budapest, Hungary last week. So he's really feeling himself, because 3 gold medals, that's solid. He's on that level right now. That included victories in both the 100-meter and the 200-meter dash. That's impressive that he's the fastest man in the world right now. That's, you know, gold medal means you're the fastest. So that's pretty dope. But going at your other, you know, not everybody in the NBA is American. So I don't think he's going at Americans, but the NBA is predominantly American sports. So it's like, I mean, it's birthed in America. So him going against his own country, I mean, it's kind of interesting. But it's all good, though. I mean, he has his opinion. He feels like he wants to voice it. So that's fine. I mean, it's freedom of speech. Let him have it. And his direct quote, you know, the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA Finals and they have the world champion on their head. Lyles said, world champion of what? The United States? ? And he's also said, don't get me wrong, I love the U.S. at times, but that ain't the world. This is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in NBA. So that's what Noah Lyles said. But I challenge Noah Lyles to do some research on the Dream Team and do some research on the Olympics teams and do some research on the FIBA World Cup, because the U.S. sends prospects to compete for the gold medal. Does he not realize that? That we do go against the world and all the best NBA talent does play for Team USA and does represent the country? Like, does he not know that? I thought he watched basketball. I thought he knew what basketball was about. It sounded like he did. But I don't know, man. It sounded like he's capping. Because we obviously compete for the gold medal. And we do be winning. So I don't know what. I don't know if he just misinformed. That's all it is. But, you know, he said what he said. You know, freedom of speech. I'm going to go ahead and leave it at that. Appreciate y'all listening. And I'm out.